King City's girls basketball team, 5-4 now as they get into the 2017 portion of the basketball schedule. A couple divisional games will be coming up next week. Bramer on the road. Albany's going to be on the road before they go to the Stanbury tournament. David Bridger's head basketball coach for Wildcats. You have had a couple games since then. One of those, well, it's a league game, but not a divisional game. But the other one was Tiny Avalon that was kind of an add-on because you had missed a game at North Central Missouri College. And then you got them, you set it up so that they came up and played you, and it looked like things worked out. I don't know whether you played well or not, but it was a win.
Yes, we did a lot of good things. We didn't play as well as we wanted to. I don't know if that had something to do with being on the Christmas break and things like that. But the one thing we didn't do very well was that we fouled a lot, which allowed them to get to the free throw line. And basically, we kind of stayed in the game that way. We won shots offensively, and then we put them on the line. They were a good shooting free throw team, so they kept it interesting for a lot of the night.
And Polo then earlier this week at North Central Missouri College beat Polo, won 48-34. They actually, you know, stayed with you through the first quarter. I don't know if you had too much of a trouble scoring. And then they have turned the ball over quite a bit this year. And I don't know if they turned it over as much. But, boy, it seemed like when you did turn them over, those converted into points for you. And then from there on, their front, you know, it was close maybe the first quarter, but boy, you were awfully steady about pulling away and always seemed like you had the game in control from there on.
Yes, I would agree with you. I felt like we were in control, and they did a really good job at the first part of the game of taking care and getting shots where they wanted to be. And we adjusted a little bit to finally defensively and did turn them over. Like you said, the first part of the game, they did a really good job of running their offense and getting the shots they wanted. I think at halftime we were up 4 or 5, really close game. But the turning point was in the third quarter. We had we had 11 straight possessions. We stopped them, and in 5 of those possessions we had 5 or 6 steals in a row, and we definitely converted on every one of those. And that's definitely how we pulled away. And I feel like we executed really well offensively that day by getting the shot, pretty much any shot we wanted.
You've got 5-4 record right now, and I should also say that I didn't realize it till I kind of looked at the schedule. That is a really challenging schedule at this time because you look at South Nottoway, you played to overtime. Jefferson wasn't a great game for you. Mound City, you played okay. And then South Harrison have been the losses in what were a rematch game. So, you know, that 3 of those teams are ranked in Class 1, so that gives you an idea of the caliber. And from a competitive level, if you've done anything, you've proven that, you know, when you play well, you can give, you know, good teams even challenges.
Yeah, we feel like I said, from the start, Coach Bogart, you know, left a lot of good things in the house for me to take over. And one of the things I feel like, you know, we need to try to do a little bit more is to get a little bit better on the offensive end. And I'm still not quite satisfied or smooth. Defensively, the last 3 games, we've been on this 3-game winning streak. We're starting to hold teams into the 30s instead of letting them get to the 40s. Which enables us, obviously, to create more separation. I'm hoping this momentum will lead to more confidence because I feel like we have the potential to play with anybody around here. We just sometimes don't believe that we can yet, and hopefully the success we've had here in the last few weeks will translate into more confidence down the road.
And you do seem like you seem like you are getting more possessions at this point, or in other words, more opportunities to score. Maybe that's a reason that you are scoring a little bit more this year. I don't know, but it You know, it has. It is clear that, you know, you're post-first team, and if you can get Walters a touch, she's good enough that she can hurt a lot of people. And now it looks like you're kind of incorporating Grace Schottel in kind of a transition game, and that is where I think you, if I read you right the first time, that's kind of what you wanted to do more, is when you at least have a chance to transition, take advantage of it.
That is true, and that's what we've been gearing up for, and as you stated, that's starting to show up in the games now. As we get more and more comfortable, we're still trying to get a couple more girls involved and get more organized in the break. But that's been a selling point from the get go is to upgrade our defense. From the defensive end, we tried to take what Coach Bogart had and basically, you know, play not to get beat, but we're trying to put more pressure to create more opportunities on offense. And like you said, you know, I'm very lucky to have a player like the Walters girl, because she definitely, if we can get her a touch and she can open, she's a very good shooter. And now we're starting to learn how to play off of that by getting the Grace shot involved. And then we're looking to hopefully incorporate the Kay Gilbert and Jamie Heine, the two guards now, as they understand where their shots are going to come from. So, you know, we're still obviously a ways away, but we're showing signs of getting there.
It's David Bridger, he's head basketball coach of King City.